Immigration policy has been front and center for the Trump administration. The president has signed two executive orders restricting travel from some Middle Eastern countries, which included temporary refugee bans. Both are currently blocked by federal courts, but the number of refugees entering the United States has dropped significantly. World Relief Fox Valley is a faith-based organization that helps refugee families from around the world settle in the Appleton and Oshkosh area. Ongoing debate over the vetting of refugees has challenged the group, leading to changes in staffing and the number of people they've resettled. Tammy McLaughlin is with us now. She's the office director of World Relief Fox Valley. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Before we get into what's changed over the last few months, can you just give us a little background about the kind of things you do at World Relief to work with families that are settling in Wisconsin?
Sure. World Relief Fox Valley opened in 2012, and we started resettling refugees in Oshkosh. Several years later, we expanded into the Appleton community also. So we're resettling refugees in both Appleton and Oshkosh. And we contract with the Department of State. It's called the Reception and Placement Contract. It's very formal and very outlined and tells us exactly what we need to do as we resettle refugees. So when we receive notice, their airline confirmation that they're going to arrive in Appleton, we go into high gear and secure apartments, furnish those apartments. We get them registered for schools, for Social Security, for benefits, adults in English classes. We provide orientations. We work really, really hard at getting them situated and stabilized so they can really start to thrive and do well in our communities.
So have you've actually been there when they get off the plane? What's that first moment like?
Oh, we meet them when they arrive. That's part of the requirement of resettling refugees is you have to be at the airport. And it's wonderful for them often. You know, we can see who they are. They have a bag that says International Order of Migration. So it's an IOM bag, so we recognize them right away. Oftentimes they, they're looking around like, oh my gosh, you know, who am I or where am I really? And especially when they arrive in the middle of winter with lots and lots of snow. So, yes, it's a wonderful feeling for us just to know that, you know, we're receiving them and starting them on a new life that will provide hopefully hope and opportunity and a much better way of life than what they had come from.
Under the current system, well, up until, say, last year, what was the process that a refugee went through before that moment on the plane? What did they go through to get to that moment?
Oh, goodness. First, when they flee their country, refugees have had to fled their country for fear of persecution, war, or violence. So they fled their country because of awful, awful circumstances. Then they register with the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, who is the UNHCR, and they determine, yes, they are a refugee and deem them that status. The UNHCR then works with that person to determine if they would be a good candidate for resettlement, and that's what we do in the United States is resettlement. If they determine that in our United States Department of State says, yes, let's start that process, and the refugees go through a process that takes 18 months up to 3 years, and it's a security process. It includes interviews, background checks, biometric checks. It involves the FBI, Department of State, Homeland Security, a variety of organizations and bureaus that will say, yes, they are secure. We know who they are. They will not be a threat to our country, and we will welcome them into our country. So it's a process that also the final determination is given by our Department of State on whether we will receive them or not if they pass through that long security process.
Now, early in his administration, President Trump signed one and then another executive order on immigration and included 120-day bans on refugees traveling to America. These are tied up in the court. This is hot news that we're watching, of course. What has changed for you, though, since this has happened?
Just a lot of uncertainty. President Obama determined that we were going to resettle 110,000 refugees when we started our fiscal year October 1st, and we were on pace for that. So there's 9 organizations representing over 300 offices across the United States. We were all really busy resettling refugees. We thought our country would receive 110,000. President Trump, as part of that executive order, lowered that ceiling to 50,000. So that in itself caused a lot of change, because it was a 50% reduction of how many refugees we were going to receive. So we had to lay off staff. Several of our offices in the World Relief Network closed, and that, I think, was consistent throughout the resettlement agency, all of the agencies themselves. So because of that determination, that certainly had a big effect. And then, just with the travel bans and everything being held up in court, it's been somewhat inconsistent in the news that we've been getting and just in terms of the flow of refugees that we've been getting. So we just take it day by day and are willing to receive any of the refugees that have been deemed for Central Wisconsin, or for Fox Valley, Wisconsin. And again, just are hopeful and optimistic that this program will continue. We believe in it, and just resettle whoever comes and attempting to do it well.
So even with the so-called travel ban hung up in courts, because the administration changed that target number for refugees, lowered it a lot, that's definitely having an impact right away.
That had a pretty extreme, impact right away in January. And throughout February, we made those difficult decisions about how many offices would be closed and how many staff we would have to reduce. And we noticed a big decline in arrivals. Now, we are starting to see somewhat of a bump in arrivals. So, again, we're not really sure what that means because there's so much tied up in court. But we're thankful, because we do like to resettle refugees. That's our heart and our desire. Even though we went through somewhat of a decline in the slow couple of months, we use that time in our office to try and strengthen some of our programs. We rely heavily on community partnerships and volunteers, so we're really taking a look at those and how can we better those. We provide immigration services, and we're at capacity with those that are one person doing that. So how can we expand that? So we have used that time to look internally and say, okay, how can we strengthen our services in this time? But now, again, we're starting to see some refugees arrival. So we're attempting to do both at the same time, which is okay.
We're talking to Tammy McLaughlin from World Relief Fox Valley about refugee resettlement in Wisconsin, in her area, how it's affected by federal policy. Tammy, refugees were controversial through the presidential race and beyond since the aftermath. What are you hearing from people in your community in the Fox Valley area about their attitude toward refugees coming and living, being their neighbors, basically?
We have great supporters, and when you go through a time where there's a lot of controversy, you definitely know who your supporters are. We haven't had as many negative or anti-refugee people come forward, so we feel very, very thankful for that. We feel that that's why we are a good community, because we have good community partnerships, and the volunteers who support us do so in a really great and wonderful way. So we try, and we do believe that everybody has a right to an opinion, but a lot of times the opinions that, especially that are negative opinions, don't understand who refugees are, why they're here, the process that they go through. So we really try and keep lines of communication open and talk to anybody who wants to ask us questions. We like to do a lot of public speaking when asked. Again, we believe education and knowledge, are the best tools and the best resources in times like this when there's so much controversy. So we've tried to step up our place and presence in the community with education and awareness.
I assume refugee resettlement is not a lucrative line of work. What motivates you to do this work and obviously have this enthusiasm and excitement for it?
Well, I feel it's part of who we are as a nation, just to welcome nations, and especially people who are living in such chaotic and traumatic circumstances. I love these people. So does my staff. We believe that they have something to contribute to our country. When you get to know refugees as people, first of all, you realize that they are the same as us in so many respects. They also are resilient. They've had to persevere through such traumatic circumstances. They have a different value of community than we do and a time than we do. And I think that sometimes they have things to teach us that maybe we as Americans have lost value of. So I just, you know, I feel, again, that they're people who have as much to offer us as we have to offer them as we go and walk through this time together and these seasons together.
Briefly, as we wrap up, is there something you wish more people knew about refugees coming to Wisconsin?
Again, just that they have so much to contribute to our culture, to our communities. You know, they're hard workers. They want to do well. They're smart, intelligent people who've gone through a lot of trauma, and they make us better. And so if you have the opportunity to welcome a refugee, to get involved in a refugee, if you're interested, please just follow us on Facebook, follow our website, and there will be opportunities coming up. And if you don't, you're just not sure, let us know also, because we'd love to just sit down and chat with you and talk to you about what this really is and who they are and you know, get knowledge and educated about refugees and refugee resettlement.
Tammy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for all you do. Appreciate your interest in us.
That was Tammy McLaughlin, Office Director of World Relief Fox Valley, a faith-based organization helping to resettle refugees in Wisconsin.